Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. Saturday night edition, Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yay! Glad to have you here. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I am joined, I almost said conjoined. I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Jimbo, and we are going to give you an hour of readings, hopefully a few laughs, and a good time. So I want to welcome all of our Facebookers. Yay, they are here. So if any of you are listening to us on Blog Talk would like to come and watch us in action, just pop in to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, and you'll be able to join everybody. Also, Blog Talkers and Facebookers, want to remind you all, we're going to be using only ordinary playing cards, which I am now holding up to our Facebook audience for them to verify. Okay. I also want to say that I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers. Oh, I forgot what I did say after that. Oh, and it's a great way for me to kind of check in on your life, to see what's going on, to get a handle on things, okay? And I prefer that rather than giving you, say, a one-dimensional reading. I can give you one that I hope is three-dimensional. So anyway, with that said, I think I will turn you over now to Mr. Jimbo. Yes.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind everybody this show is for educational and informational purposes only.
Right.
Right. And we want to remind you folks, if you're international, be it caller, be it Facebooker, let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs. Like we're about to do to several folks here.
Oh,
let's see. We've got Laura from London, Sophia, who is in Sweden. We also have Terry Sue in England. We saw Rachel here from the land down under. LJ is up in Canada. I think we got everybody here so far now. They're all present in Canada. But as more people roll in, we should give you your shout-out.
Now, Jay tells us, let's see what your comment will be, Jim. That he, where are you, Jay? Oh, he is celebrating the weekend by getting Bud Light beer at Target. LOL, cheers.
Wow.
What does that mean?
I guess he's going old school.
Is he? I thought there was some kind of controversy going on with the whole Budweiser.
You know more than I do.
Well, I guess I really don't.
Because Bud Light is a beer. And Target sells stuff. That's all I know.
Beer is beer.
It is not.
It is to me.
It is not.
I don't really notice the difference.
You don't drink anything else except all you ever drank for beer was all light beers. So why would you notice a difference?
No, in
ever?
The bar.
Yeah, lights.
I would get a pitcher of draft beer, whatever.
But it was just Bud or Pabst or something. It was just standard.
Sometimes
regular
Michelob.
Not very often.
Sometimes Coors.
No, you didn't get Coors that much. They didn't even start selling that stuff. Remember, it was banned in Minnesota forever, a lot of places out east, because they were a non-unionized brewery.
I do remember back in the late 70s, taking a trip out to Colorado and going to the Coors. I mean, they sell it everywhere. But we also went to the Coors manufacturing plant.
Mm-hmm.
They would give tours and stuff, but we brought much Coors across state lines.
It wasn't illegal.
Oh, I thought it was.
For personal consumption.
They just can't sell it in Minnesota?
That was way back then.
Yeah.
Remember, we're turning way back. That's probably like mid-70s. This near the late 70s, early 80s is when they lifted that.
Let me guess, Terry Sue. Gin and tonic? The twist of lime? She likes her gin.
515-602-9676. Yeah. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message about you can listen to the show while you wait. I tested that, and you can listen to the show while you wait.
No.
You don't.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to add to what you're saying, but you got it. Go ahead.
You don't hear a show, then there's a problem. Hang up and call back. That's very simple. I keep a list, a temporary Microsoft Word file list. So if you call, if you have got a problem, you call back, I'll put you right back in the place you were. No problem. No problem there. Facebookers, as you know, we try to get rid of scammers like I'm going to right now. So I have this problem.
I started it. You can finish.
Banned from the stream. They're banned. Now I have to go to their page and finish them off, literally finish them off. Their Facebook page.
Yeah, I was getting it started for you.
It's all done. Facebookers will try to turn to you folks. Can't promise you the frequency. We can't promise you when it will happen. None of those things can be promised. It's a shoot from the hip type deal. You'll know because we'll announce it. I'll type it in and we'll verbalize it to you folks when we turn to you Facebook folks. We will ask that you would do, when we make the announcement, you would do a audio or video messenger to Deborah Lee. That's the name of that. Right? So that's, but like I say, that when we go open that door, we shall let you know the door has been opened. The harps is a transition sound from the angels, which means Deborah's reading with you has been concluded. We're reading. It's got to come to an end in a rather short amount of time. And I'm going to give you a healing angel card today for the angel card reading before we move on to the next caller or the next person we're doing a reading for.
Oh, somebody else here.
So, yeah, nobody else here. So, I will believe we shall get ready and we shall take our first caller.
Got it.
It will be 780. That is our neighbor to the north in Canada, 780. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Good to
hear
from you.
Hey, Deborah. Hey, Jimbo. It's great talking to you again. Hey,
yeah.
You know.
It has been a while. It's been a while.
Long that time, no, you're here. Yeah. I'm glad to have
you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. It's been a long time because when I get home, it's about almost 8 o'clock your time. So, yeah, I can't make it for the show. So, but it's I'll phone in Saturday and see how things are going. So, you had a long weekend. We had a long weekend last weekend. So, celebrate it. So, with fine style, I tell you.
Well, that's wonderful. I always love to hear that people are having a good time. You know, we've got enough to feel sad about in the world. May as well, you know, make a little hay while the sun is shining. So, Jay, what brings you to the show this evening? What do you need to know?
Well, I'm just curious about a friend who been, you know, we're going to do some planting in the garden, but because it was very smoky last weekend, I don't know if that was the cause of it or a triggering, but the person said, you know, I'm just going to pull back. We're not going to do any gardening, and just going to focus on family and the land. And basically, we had some friendships, and you know, we got to set up on the bartering and things like that. It's almost like a retraction of things that there's maybe something unsettling in her family that may be causing this. And so, there's three committed people that were going to be gardening, but now we've been shut out. But I think there's something not going on, or maybe it's moving on, or just giving the land a break, I think. I think that's maybe what it is, or too much on the plate. So let me see what the cards say.
Are you near those big fires?
How do you define near? Because
it's
part of west of the city, is west of the city where I live in, and it's about in kilometers. It's about 200 kilometers. I don't know what that's in miles. But, yeah, I would say it was near, and it was actually circling. So it would be very smoky, and it would circle around and go back into our city again. So it was really smoky in one day, and I had to wear a mask of some sort of type to protect my lungs. Yeah.
Close. Well, so if you have to do that, I call that close. If you have to,
yeah,
do that.
If you got
to
wear a mask.
Yep, you got to wear a mask. I call that close.
Yeah. So it's very close.
Can you put in a nutshell? Because I want to make sure I'm clear on your question.
Redo your question for her, if you can, like in a sentence or two.
Okay. Does my friend have other objectives than planting a garden this year that is helping her to justify the reason why she does not want to see us there anymore, basically?
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting. Have you been close friends for quite some time?
Yeah, we helped last year, a couple of years ago. Last year, we really helped out the garden, and the big garden. And I feel that the person's just giving the land a rest and has other objectives. So, because the person I was talking to, who's the owner of this property, was hinting last year in October that this was going to probably be happening. So, yeah.
Well,
the way it was worded in the email was kind of like, you know, see you, bye. I'm too busy with her own stuff.
Okay. I get that.
Thanks.
I had grabbed the wrong deck of cards, so I got to shuffle them up a little bit here. All right.
No problem. Thanks.
Yeah.
Did you?
I grabbed the old ones.
That's interesting.
I use the old ones for me. Yeah, if the cards wear out and I get attached to them, you know, intuitively, I don't like to start a new deck. So I had to recently. So anyway, now I'll do it.
I think you should suck it up, Buttercup, and when you retire a deck of cards, you retire a deck of cards. You stick it in a drawer for emergency backup.
Mm.
You gotta let go. It's like a crutch. It's like an addiction. You gotta let it go. Cold turkey.
Is planting season for you guys now? I mean, shouldn't you be getting busy with your garden? You know,
yeah, we got to get it in because
time's
ticking, right? Time's ticking.
It is ticking. And what sucks is a lot of times up north, planting season, you still have to keep an eye on that frost. That's what sucks.
Yes, right now, still. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pain in the butt. I remember as a kid going out there and having to cover the garden. We had like rocks and big clear plastic all laid around next to each garden, and that was the fun joy. At night, sometimes you had to go do it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to, you don't put all that effort in to let Mother Nature kill your plants with frost. You don't do that. All right, what do you got, Deb?
No.
Does she have a boyfriend or some kind of partner? Because I'm sort of picking up on that. That she's very socially active, let's put it that way, and is involved with, you know, it happens. People drift. And even the best of friends can sort of fall out of each other's lives. It's like there's a thing out there, a little video clip of Tyler Perry as Medea, and he's saying, people come along for a season, a reason, and something else. But he says you got to realize they're going to leave your life at some point. I think it's as if when we've learned all we can from those individuals, our lives are actually taking us in a new direction. So that's what I'm seeing is, let's call it, her interests lie elsewhere, okay? And frankly, she isn't feeling very bad about it. So I feel bad telling you. But I think it's better than, you know, making up a story here to just make you feel better. But that's it. She is moving on. Okay. Does that make any good sense for you?
Yes, she said she had a number of getting over projects and responsibilities she wanted to do besides the gardening aspect, because it was really a lot of gardening to do for basically one or two people there. So definitely, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Well, I do believe her. She's got projects. I see that here. But there's also like a love interest there. Mm-hmm. And maybe she's just not ready to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people like to keep things personal, a little secret for a while.
Until they're sure.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I'm
yeah,
not sure about that, Jimbo, because the person's is married and has three kids, I think. Yeah, three kids. So I don't know if that makes a difference. So.
Not necessarily nowadays. It doesn't.
No, when you think of it, the internet is a singles club coming through everybody's house.
Yeah, not necessarily. That's right. That's why divorce courts are all booked up solid.
And maybe there's stuff going on there, too.
I just throw it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been telling people lately, just because others are married doesn't mean their lives have, you know,
a lot of times
kind of gotten apart.
A lot of times that means they have to be more secretive. Mm-hmm. If they're going to go play around in the playground of love.
And it could be somebody she's engaged in these projects with that she's enjoying maybe. His,
it happens quite often.
It does.
That's Mother Nature will do that. People work together sometimes and things just happen that nobody meant to happen.
And sometimes having children can be the worst thing that ever happened to a marriage.
It could be. Usually you don't have
three, though.
Because of the
stress.
Usually you don't end up having three, though.
What do you
kind of figure it out after the first one if there's a lot of stress involved. You don't keep adding. Like, that first kid, that sucked. I think I'll have more. So you don't just keep doing that, you know, unless you're not practicing.
What are you
going to
say for me? I've got 5 birth control failures.
I'm just
walking
saying.
Around in the world.
Yeah, well, I think you chose a lot of birth control methods that were fairly new in the market and hadn't gone through years and years of rigorous testing.
Well, the thing is, I was on the pill initially, but my cells were heading toward malignancy. So they said, well, you're going to have to use everything out.
Well, and a lot of times antibiotics would freaking nullify that, too. If somebody got sick of antibiotics, sometimes that birth control is not as effective while they're on antibiotics. So.
And then you never know if it's the higher power interceding, saying, gee, Debbie, you're going to be the portal of motherhood here. So if you start...
Well, yeah. Mother Nature tries to find a way. But and then there's the... Did I take the pill or didn't I take the pill? I can't remember. I'm sure I did. Somebody says, you're knocked up.
Yeah, well, it was like... that was a burden. Now I'm beyond that. But, Jay, seriously, you never know what was going on with those two. Maybe they ended up having... you know, 1 or 2 more children than they were really anticipating.
We just don't know. Deb's not saying that's a fact that there's trouble in paradise. She's just
no.
saying, just don't discount that there could be, that's all.
I just think she's engaged in other things.
Something's
now.
Going on, and it might not be bad things.
No.
Right?
Right.
Okay. We just assume the worst because we see it so much in people, unfortunately.
Yeah, so.
We do indeed.
Yeah.
All right, stand by. This is a healing angel card, and its subject is positive outcome. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope. And that is for you to figure out how that applies to your life. I don't think that rolled into this reading at all.
No, I don't think so.
But we all like to have lives, and there's many, many things going on in our lives. So.
Yeah, just remember one thing, Jay, how shocking it is when the word gets out that so-and-so, they're getting a divorce or they're separating. And what does everybody say? I thought they were really happy. Well, behind closed doors. So, anyway, I hope you get some volunteers to help you with that garden. And if you have a surplus, you could always, come on, send it down here. Because I couldn't grow a tomato if my life depended on it. I've tried. I am the kiss of death.
You know, but the problem is we never did it right.
No.
That's to have in the ground. Everybody's trying to do pots and stuff. Tomatoes flourish when they're actually in the ground and protected from dogs and animals.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right. Well,
all righty.
Enjoy the weekend. And, yeah.
And thanks a lot. Thank you for holding. Thank you for being number one. And don't be a stranger.
And blessings to you. It was great. Always pleasure talking to you. I love your readings and everything that's going on. And
sounds like things are going A-OK in your life. That's what we like to hear.
I think we have more new people here, Jim.
All right. Take care, Jay, my friend.
Some people have snuck in.
Virgil from the UK, international shout out. Other than that, I don't know that anybody else international that we know of is in.
Well, Cho was going to try. I heard from Cho. He said he was going to try really hard to come here and join us for the show. But, you know.
Folks,
it's late.
If you are getting messengered by one of those scammers, I can't see you doing anything about it. If you type the name in there, I can at least go to their Facebook page
and
block them that way. That may not block them from bothering you. You have to do that on your own, but you got to type their name in. So that's all I could say. Let me know who it is. Because they're not, some of these people are not stupid. They know not. They just type it in here. They're going to get instantly launched. So they don't do that right away.
Hi, Kiki. Kiki is from, let me see. Kiki is Rachel's friend.
I thought it was, is it Rachel's friend?
In Australia? I don't know. I'm trying to learn. Or what?
Somebody's friend. I don't know whose friend it is. She's a friend of somebody here. It's good to have friends. It's Catherine's friend.
Oh, Catherine.
There you go.
Rachel says, no, it's not her.
It's Catherine's friend. All right. Survey says, All right, let's do this.
All right.
Let me get my, I think I know who might be posting, so I have them kind of sitting on deck. Might be that person, but I'll let me confirm. I'm not just going to be a jerkwad.
Peace.
Don't, it might not
peace
be.
Peace be with you. How do you do that? Peace be with you.
That's live long and prosper. That's Star Trek. Which probably isn't that. Well, prosper, see, there's the prosper thing. You have to decide, what does prosper mean to you? All right, anyway, before we get into that kind of crazy talk, let's go to area code 630 in Illinois. 630.
Ooh, 630.
Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi, thank you.
Good to have you with us.
Your voice sounds very familiar.
Yes, and this is...
It's Jenna. I called a few weeks ago.
Yes, hi, Jenna.
Well, thank you.
How are
you? Calling back.
Hello. Yeah, I tried calling yesterday and sat on the line for some time, and then all of a sudden it went, like, completely silent. Yeah. Like, time. I know you guys were having issues with the Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. Like, we were having issues with Facebook. So Deb wanted to put you folks on mute a lot because we were saying terrible things about Facebook, and we thought maybe we would... You would cover all your virgin ears and not hear us cuss and swear, so she'd put it on mute a lot, so that's probably why you heard a lot of silence. But it seemed like it was a Facebook thing, like in this part of our country that was having issues, and it straightened out after like 40 minutes. You're finally able to refire up through. But anyway, you're here. You have held for a long time.
Yay,
the floor is yours, my dear.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Tell us more.
So kind of the same situation, as before. I'm just kind of feeling ready to have a conversation with my husband about a possible separation. And just kind of wanted some insight as to, like, will this be a permanent thing, a semi-permanent thing? Like,
this
change come
fun
around or not?
I missed.
She's getting ready to have a conversation with her husband about getting separated. And that is an incredibly good question.
That is a very good question, and it's probably one of the most
reading
difficult things you probably have ever done in your life, so we feel for you.
Yes, and it does not always mean sayonara, bye. I'm going to find me a new one now. It doesn't always mean that. But it doesn't hurt.
It does not.
To have some time to yourself. Make some friends of your own.
You got to keep them separated.
What song is that?
That's from, that is The Offspring, Come Out and Play is the title.
Oh, really?
Great tune. That was like 90s, late, a little bit later 90s, 8, 9, maybe somewhere around there. I don't remember exactly. They're awesome, and then they've gone, like a lot of bands do.
It was a flash in the pan.
Well, but it was a hell of a flash. They had this album that had like a gazillion hits, and then sometimes, you know, that's the, a lot of people can write a lot of great hits. To keep it going year after year after year, that there's a trick that many a band do not do. Okay. Don't worry about the chat, Deb. Focus on the woman.
I was hoping I didn't send off one of their friends like you did recently. I think I've counted too many, but we'll see.
You should let me do that. Take care of these things. Nobody put a name in.
Her name was...
How do you know? Nobody typed in.
Not mine. And Rachel said, bugger off, whatever that means.
Right, and nowhere do I see the name Ancestor until you typed it.
Oh, it was there, but they took it away. Yeah, I've got a recount, honey. I was going to give you a multiplex.
Joe, international shout out to Joe from the UK.
Joe, good to have you with us. I don't see him. Oh, I'm on this. Okay.
That is why you've got to stop doing that.
Will you please stop yelling at me?
I'm going to yell now because that's why I can't take care of these people when you're doing these little...
All right, I'm working with Jenna right now.
Here, you know, I keep telling you...
Bugger
off. You should stop doing these things. Oh, I'm talking to a box of cards. Sometimes it's like that talking to you. When I try to be nice, I say, Deb, please don't do that stuff during the show.
Oh, it's being very kind as an Australian to say bugger off. I thought it was related to... F you. No? Okay, Jenna, here we go.
But she also had a laughing face when she said that, so you don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Remember, that's Catherine telling you that. Not an Australian, just to let you know.
Jenna, if you have a Facebook account, you're welcome to join us anytime. We have people all over the place that come to join us, and we learn. We learn global humor and things. All right, I counted.
I'm going to get a remote control for her little desktop there. So when she's actually starting to do these readings, I can shut her screen off real quick. Because her ADD kicks in and she's gone. She loses count. She doesn't know. She doesn't know what you just asked her. She goes, huh?
Let me ask you. The is the title of the show Jimbo and the Psychic Love Doctor?
No, but the title of the show has the word show at it. So that implies more than one human.
I wanted to ask your cards, if you both separate, will you get back together at a future point? I've got to tell you exactly what they say.
Okay.
They are saying the two of you are going to end up being wonderful friends, co-parenting your children, and getting along beautifully.
So you do see them.
I do.
So you do see them keeping it separated.
At this particular juncture. Now, that can change down the road, but I'm feeling that he's going to be in agreement, and this will give him a chance to explore, you know, his hobbies and his this and that. Yeah.
And in Illinois, we don't know because all the state laws dictate. In Virginia, if there are children involved, there is a 12-month minimum separation before you can even get divorced.
Yeah.
And it has to be legally documented. You can't just say, well, you better get a lawyer to backdate it if you really want to count it.
And if you have a sleepover, the whole time starts over again. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so but we don't know. Illinois might not have these rules.
May not.
They may not. We don't know.
I mean,
she knows.
We are super behind the times.
Ah, Virginia's.
As a commonwealth.
They still think they're like Quakers or some shit running around here.
A British folk. Very conservative.
This is where they took care of witches back in the during the witch hunt days here. It wasn't just Salem and Massachusetts. What's going on down here too?
So I think this looks good, and I've got to tell you, there is a guy outside of your marriage that will be delighted that you're free. Now, you appear frustrated with him, like, maybe a little too close to home, maybe a little too messy, like a friend of your husband's. This guy's got the hots for you big time.
Yeah, that would be bad news possibly, though, to go into, to take somebody from his camp.
Yeah, you'd want to keep your...
Want to keep them separated.
Yeah, you would. Because there was a movie we recently saw, but I can't remember the name of it, but it was about that. And that caused some problems, you know.
Well, take your word for it.
Yeah.
You sure we saw it, or did you see it?
Now, I will tell you one last thing. We both saw it. Though I will tell you one last thing. Initially, he's probably going to act a little on the jealous side, you know. Because
here we go. There's that jackwad.
He's going to worry. No, that's not for you, Jenna. That's, you know, he's talking to somebody else.
I'm talking about
because
a poster. Yeah.
Right
I got
away,
him.
Right away, he's going to jump to the conclusion.
Don't you shoo me?
That there's a guy waiting in the wings for you. Okay. If there is, don't tell him. That's my advice. It's on a need
to
know.
Definitely not. I just definitely just need some space to clear my head and, you know.
And I fully support
figure out
that.
The future.
Exactly. So I think the cards look very good overall for you. I think that you're going to enjoy the freedom. I know I got married initially too young, and by the time that I was separated, I felt like an entirely new person. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to fight over dishes and vacuum cleaners. And I did instead is I said, you keep it. You go ahead and keep it all. And I'd hold parties where the admission was going to be a plate, a cup, a glass, whatever you could bring. And nothing matched. But I had everything that I needed.
I can't have any kind of vision of any time in my life ever that I would fight over a vacuum cleaner.
Well, at the time it was a $1,500.
Don't care if that was a freaking gazillion. Was it a Kirby?
Yes.
They still make those apparently.
Anyway, it was a Kirby. He wanted the Kirby. He wanted the wedding china. He wanted the everyday, you know, I forget what they called it, the everyday service. And I said, you keep it all. So anyway, at least you let me have my clothes. Yeah.
Are you saying, I mean, we haven't had the conversation yet, so do you think that it will be something that we decide to do? Like both of us agree to?
Yeah. After his initial reaction. Because everybody waits for the other shoe to fall. Oh,
yeah.
She wants to separate. Okay, who is he? What do you think he is? That she's separating for.
What does that mean, the other shoe to fall?
Well, the one shoe fell when by saying we discussed having a separation.
What does that mean, the shoe falling?
It's an old saying.
I know that it's an old. Thank you, Deborah. I thought it was a saying that just came up yesterday. I'm just wondering, what does that really mean? But anyway, we should finish our reading first.
All right.
All right, let's do that. Right.
Yeah, I really think, though, if you approach this with him, do it gently. Don't make it seem like you can't wait to get out of there. All right, because it's only, you know, it's only going to put him on the defensive. And you can say to him, too, Mom, let's both admit this. We've not really been that happy. You know, we need a little time to ourselves, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, it's going to probably be very, I'll understate it, a very uncomfortable moment for you when you have
it's
that
going
talk.
To
but
be,
it is what it is. It has to happen. It's one of the things you got to do. Keep putting it off, then you keep putting it off. It's not going to get things any better. And she knows that.
Yeah.
She knows that.
Yeah, now we have an angel card.
We have a healing angel card, indeed. And your subject of your healing is healing. Remember, these cards are healing-based. Healing angel card subject is change.
Oh, yeah.
Life is a journey. It would be very unfulfilling if each step was exactly the same as the last. Because life is always changing.
It is forever fresh and new. Allow your life to unfold gracefully. Be grateful for what was, is, and forever will be. So it's like, don't necessarily, like, you're getting ready to go through some change. Don't necessarily regret the path. It was what it was. This sucks right now. You're in transition. It is what it is. But you got to do these things to get to the future. What will be. Very philosophical.
All right, honey. Well, you take
care.
Thank you. Keep us posted. We'd like to follow your story and see how things turn out for you.
Much truth.
Awesome. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome back now. You hear?
Yeah. Hey, Cho, I should read the cards for you.
Cho.
What do you think? Give him a look-see.
Then he should get on his little messenger and contact
him. Well, still not well. So
what?
So his
finger is weak and it can't click?
Let me just be kind to him.
I hate kindness.
I want to see if his condition is going
to welcome to the second loader.
Improve soon.
We make rules, but they're not really rules.
No, they can.
They're just bullshit. So when I say, hey, the heart, this.
Every rule can be broken.
That might as well just be like bullshit. That's why. There's no respect. There's no respect. If you break rules, people don't respond to them.
You're a globetrotter. Look at you.
I don't know where reading is.
I'm going to give your cards a real quick.
I don't know where reading is. We have a reading here. We have lots of readings here in the United States. Probably they have a reading there, I'm assuming, in the UK.
We have a reading Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just asked. I said, we have a reading here. Are you talking to reading over in the UK? A reading? What reading are you traveling to?
My coding skills.
It's because you're ADD.
ADHD.
AD fuck D. Okay, you keep doing that. See, you keep doing that while you're doing your card reading. You don't...
Except when I told you to bugger off, that means the F word.
So when she chews bubble gums and walks, a lot of times she falls on her face, just to let you know. Her multitasking skills leave a lot to be desired.
Isn't it funny how he makes all these judgments about me?
Not judgments, they're observations. And they are clear, 100% observations that everybody else witnesses.
Well, he said like reading. Terry Sue said instead of reading.
That makes sense.
Boy, would we be strangers in a strange land over there.
Yeah, but it's not that strange. Look at the actual word itself. If you type it down, R-E-A-D, read or read. I read a book or I read books.
So try to take good care of yourself. Now, you have a tendency to be a workaholic, and we know this. So, Joe, kind of pull yourself back when you need to, you know, learn some. They have some really cool little, like, office yoga or meditation that you can do. But you got to do something, because I think you put your body, your mechanics, into a very high stress state. Okay. And I realize this is kind of moot if you come from a family with high blood pressure, but you know, I have it myself but it comes from heredity. So just chill out whenever you need to chill out. And watch the bad habits, if you have any. Caffeine is evil.
Pretty much, if it's enjoyable, it's probably bad for you. That's why life just sucks ass sometimes. Oh, I really like this. Oh, there's all the negative things. Like, well, Jesus, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will spend my 50, 60, 70, 90 years being miserable, eating super healthy, and then I'll go into my grave with a frown on my face because I never had any fun, you know?
Yeah. Well, we share a female doctor who is into collaborative healing. So she'll say to us, you know, quite honestly, if I had to follow this strict diet, I'd be breaking it too every now and again. So
it depends. You know, it's the old, like, somebody holds the scale out, like the scale of justice. You have risk and reward on one side. Which one does it tip for you? Is the risk? The fun things that make that risk scale, is that better than the reward? You have to make that call. Everybody's different. You know, doctors try to impose their will upon everybody.
Yeah,
you have to kill this. Stop this.
Moderation.
You know?
Well, to me, if I can't have all the alcohol I want at one sitting, I don't want any. May as well not have any.
You know, I don't mind
I'll
having,
get a caffeine high instead.
I don't mind going to a brewery sometimes and having a few beers and then doing moving on. But that's the thing. Everybody's different. Doctors don't want everybody to be different when they come up with
this
thing.
And when they say you can have one slice of pizza.
Yeah, or what is it? Like, make sure, you know, if you're going here, make sure you only have 6 of these chips because they deep fry them in lard.
At the Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
You can have 6 chips. Hell with that. I just won't go there.
Or all or none, right? All or none. Yeah, that's crap.
We are all on different wavelengths here.
Well, no,
I love this. I love
not
it.
Not really. I mean, we're all outside of the subject, but we're not totally departed from it. So.
Well, you know what, Chokel? Thank you for sharing your itinerary with us, because we would worry. We are your family now, whether you like it or not. And I have a sign here in the little studio that says, remember, as far as anyone knows, we are a nice, normal family. Okay.
All right, then. Well, then, thank you, folks. Well, not like we're saying goodbye, thank you. It's just, we're transitioning back to the phone is what I want to say. We are not departing. We are not leaving you folks at all anytime soon. We are going to go to area code 856. That area code says New Jersey on the Internet. 856, welcome. You're the next caller.
Hello there.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemary.
Are you, where are you right now physically?
Back?
I just came back last night. I'm back in the U.S.
Oh, so you got all that time zone shift weird stuff probably going on now, going backwards in time on the time zone stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that can be rough. Well, you're back. Are you glad to be back?
Kind of, sort of.
Because you scratched an itch, you check stuff out, and now you can check that box and say, yeah, all right, that wasn't going to work out, but at least now I know type of deal. You can put closure on it, yes?
I guess.
He hesitated on the closure.
To the airport.
All right, well, go ahead, Deb, you take over now.
Leanne, nice to see you. I'm talking about on the...
International shout-out to Leanne.
I love that.
From
that
Canada, is, right?
No.
Halifax, Canada, or is she from
the
UK?
The other one.
You got to tell us the country, folks.
What are you going to do? Beat them with a wet noodle?
No, I'll just make up a country. Hey, welcome. I come from Uganda. Thank you. Thank you. You're from Halifax, Uganda. Tell us.
I love your middle name. McAvoy?
England. There you go. Thank you. Leanne, international shout-out.
Love that.
All right, back to your caller, Miss Deb.
You are so irreverent. You are crass. He has, like,
you got a
no
freaking caller that's been, you got a caller that's been holding. She's live. Why would you reel in the ADD, ADHD, ADFD, whatever the hell you want to call it, and focus?
What would you like to know, my dear?
There you go. There's a professional that she is. We know within
the at this point, because he took me to the airport when I left. So I'm still confused what the hell he wants, but he took me to the airport.
What the hell is that in the background?
Are you in a
pizza? Oh, my father.
Oh, sounds like he was calling for a cat or a dog or something.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go ahead.
Was he looking for a dog?
Whatever you can get. Because I'm still confused because he took me to the airport Wednesday night, so.
That did kind of sound like Ricky Ricardo a little bit.
Yep.
That's what I do. No, not you. I'm about your father in the background. That's what I do at least. I do the, remember he used to walk in and the old, oh, Lucy, I'm home. That's what I do at Lisa. Oh, Lisa. That's my very poor attempt at a Ricky Ricardo voice. But that's where I got that from, was the Lucy show.
Can you folks bring Cho up to date with where engaged in a reading? We'll move something
here.
All the chapters.
But, Cho, We post every single show on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can go back and watch them all. Watch them all, Joe. Or they can catch you up. There's not much to catch up. Everything's going good, basically, with them, too. That's all I'll tell you. No details. There you go. You just shifted off again.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that Rachel said we should call our new country Bugger Off.
Oh, because when people just say I'm from this city? Yeah. Don't just tell me a city.
Yeah.
Don't just give me a city's name unless it is like that city, like London. Okay, you don't need to tell me about that one, all right?
Thank you, Leanne.
If it's a city like that, then okay, we're cool with that, you know, or like Sydney. It's like, I'm cool. I'm going to assume it's Sydney, Australia. There might be a Sydney, frickin' Madagascar or some shit, but I'm going to assume Sydney's in Australia. But if you throw something out, like, no effect.
That relationship with that guy, Rosemary, is all done. It's done. But there's another guy over there that I think you're going to hear from. There's somebody there that you met that he's interested in talking to you some more. So I think you're going to hear from him.
Well, that's great. That's great that he's going to hear from him now that you're back here instead of over there when he could have talked to you.
I think she met him maybe in a gathering, some kind of social environment.
Reading.
Yes. And I think it'll be good for you. But the other guy, you're going to have to throw that one back. Yeah. I think he was just being polite.
Oh, yeah. That, you know what? And, you know, to give the guy some credit, that was the right thing to do at least, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't too fun in a smaller car.
Yeah. Well, you're in Europe. You're not going to ride in a big Ford F-150
car.
Around or anything.
Is she referring
like
that? To
sex in a car? No, she said smart car. I don't know. What wasn't too fun in a smart car?
What do you think?
He took me to the airport 30 kilometers away, and I'm in a smart car with two luggages, and one
That's
on my
awesome.
Lap and one in the back seat. Not even the back seat. Trunk, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah, smart car is probably not a good car to take somebody to the airport in that has been traveling internationally and has a little bit of luggage.
Yeah.
You might as well go suck your ass on a moped.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, I think things are going to go better now that you're home. You watch and see. New job on the horizon. Getting that IRS stuff figured out. It's going to be a new way and a new day.
It was unemployment stuff, wasn't it? Not
oh, that's
IRS.
Right.
Yeah.
I keep thinking IRS.
Yes, doesn't matter.
Right.
Same type of sharks. Yes, indeed.
So, you know, face Tuesday, ready to move on smartly.
Tuesday afternoon. All right.
No, this is Rosemary, not Lisa tonight. I don't think Lisa popped in.
Who are you talking to?
There, people are asking questions.
So everything is going
to
be in contact.
Rosemary, I will talk to you. The subject of your healing card is sacred space. We, your guardian angels, surround you with emerald, gold, rose pink light. Surrender your concerns and worries and enter the sacred space of love and healing. So you went through a lot of crap, and you have healing angels that you need to just trust. They're going to take
you
in. They're going to get you healed, and you shall move on from all this.
No, cool. I don't.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Rosemary, take care. Now pause for a second here. Yeah.
All right. What in the hell is on fire here, Deb?
No, I don't know. I'm talking. Do you mind?
Yeah, I do mind, actually.
Play with yourself for a little bit. No, I don't know what chuffed to bits means. What does that mean? Like you've eaten a bunch of food?
So here's Deb's solution to this problem. She's going to talk, and then there's going to be a 20 to 30 second delay where you just sit until she waits for an answer.
And Suzanne,
that's your solution.
No, he's the drinker. I am not. I'm the coffee, you know.
Until we hit stop on the machine. Until the show is over.
So did we ever determine what that means? It means, I'm very pleased. Ah, never knew that. There you go. I'm very pleased and happy in British, like, slang. Or, yeah. So I could say to a guy who's bothering me, bugger off. And my friend would say, I am chuffed. Hey, teach me these words.
Are you through?
No, I'm enjoying myself.
Okay, well then, callers that are on hold. We can't tell when you're going to get a call. You're going to take a reading. We do not know.
Right.
Deb's going to do whatever the hell she wants right now. Welcome to the show. A really good show. Oh, really good show. Really good show. Actually, I saw something that was funny, and Deb would appreciate it, and she should watch this once in a while.
Okay, what?
The VH1 Classic sometimes will have some of the 80s videos, and they had a funny one from Billy Joel. And they had a guy that looked just, and they made the thing look old. It looked like just Ed Sullivan introducing Billy Joe out there. And it was hilarious. And then Rodney Dangerfield was on the side. It was a classic
We've lost some of the great.
Yeah, but you got to watch that video. It was really good.
You know, they talk about bringing like Whitney Houston and others back in holograms. How do you feel about that? I think it'd be great.
I mean, you already see them in movies and music videos. Why not make it 3D? What's the difference?
Yeah, why not? All right. You want to give me somebody?
I've been wanting to do that for quite some time, actually. But you shut me down. All right, you ready? Are you actually ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
I think so.
Maybe you want to close that?
No.
All right. Then stand by, caller. You may or may not get a quality reading. We cannot guarantee it. 216 Ohio, 216. You're the next caller.
Hello and welcome to the show.
You should probably repeat your question twice.
And who are we speaking to?
Yes. Hello. This is Patricia.
Hi. Patricia, welcome back.
Hi, Patricia. We haven't heard from you in quite a while.
Has it been a while?
I don't know. I think so.
Yes. Well, I called, but you all, I guess you just had enough callers and you went on. But anyway, good to speak with you.
It's better to be first than last on this show. That's all we can say, especially with technical problems we quite often have. But you're here and you held and you're a patient and we appreciate that. So the floor is yours.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us what you to our show.
I'd like to find out. I've got several medical appointments set up anyway, I'd like to know if with this particular hospital, it's a different hospital system than what I get my medical services from. Will this particular doctor, will he listen to me and will I get the proper help? Basically, I have a chronic condition, and I don't want to go into deep details. Diagnosed in fall 2017, adenoma pectomy, and I did not do any chemo or radiation, even though the one doctor was really pushing, and so I chose not to do that. And of course, she wasn't trying to. I was asking about like non-invasive methods, and of course, she wasn't interested in that. You know, she, you know, to get the dollar, and you know, her and Big Pharma and the hospital. Yeah. Up to the current time, I'm going to go back with my primary care doctor, who's been helpful. He wants me to go and speak to other doctors in the department and just to, you know, see, you know, if there's anything else going on. I'm going to go, my question is with the other doctors that are doing the integrative medicine, that's the department. This one particular doctor, and I don't know if I should give you his name, but will he listen to me and be cooperative? And I had a prior dealings with him when I went for digestive issues, had a bloated tummy a few years ago, but I felt and sensed he wasn't really caring. He just, you know, I bought the supplements, you know, but I just felt he wasn't listening to me. But he's the only one that's available out of all the doctors in that department. And mainly because I plan to relocate by the end of June. And I might push it to the mid-July. So anyway, my question is, this particular one, will he be helpful, listen to me, or should I just push back my date and...
Now, I can answer this only because we do have a strict legal protocol on the internet that
sure.
we can't give legal or medical advice, but you're not asking
no,
for that.
That was, she wore that question really good. She did not ask for any kind of medical diagnosis type advice. She wants to know if this is going to be a good guy to move to or to look at. And that's a very good question. And I feel for her because, you know, they always say get a second opinion. But the problem is so many doctors out there, and I don't have to tell her that, you can get 5 different opinions. And you're like, what do? You know, all these people give me different opinions, and they each have good arguments because they actually, typically a doctor does have your interest at heart, but sometimes they have different opinions on methods, and then they both can make a good argument. Well, you shouldn't do that. You should do this.
You know, the biggest thing I'm seeing...
And you get, like, just so confused, especially when it's life. You know,
exactly. Life-altering.
Yeah, or something like that.
Here's the biggest thing I see is indifference on the parts of these doctors where they're just going to rifle off to you, a course of treatment, and they say, all right, well, we'll schedule you and off you go. And they didn't give a care about you at all.
Yeah, some of these, and you worry about, I'm not in general, I'll just throw a name out there, a specialty out there, and don't know anybody kill me. But like oncology, a lot of those guys have, they almost have like, they see like 15 patients, 16 patients in one day, you know, in oncology, some
exactly.
of those guys. And you know, they probably mean the best, but how much attention can you give any one patient when he's seen like 16, 20 of them in one day?
And here's the thing. Maybe we'll use the orthotics, you know, orthopedics.
Orthopedics, yeah.
Yeah. They may be excited as hell when an 18, 19-year-old runner comes in that got broke leg or whatever the issue is. But then they get a lady or a man that's 55, 60, and it's going to be the run-of-the-mill knee repair or hip, and they've lost interest.
Yeah, that's why I really take other doctors, when they recommend specialists, I take their opinions to heart. Like when I went to my ortho guy, that was recommended.
Yeah.
And he didn't treat me like I was just some 50-some-year-old guy needs a knee replacement. I got attention, and mine was a bad case, and it all worked out. But yes, I feel for her. Anyway, it's back to
okay.
her.
Okay, I kind of have tried to kind of tap dance here because, no, I don't think you're going to like this guy, and I don't think he's going to care from what I see here.
We give truth in the cards.
He's running, here it is, Assembly Line Medicine.
And that's why I threw that oncology thing out. Some of those guys, 16, 20, even people in a day.
My late husband was getting oncology treatment here with chemo and all that. He hated it so much because there are so many people in our community, like 1 million people, and he hated being a number.
I went to that one with him one time.
Yeah.
I didn't go with him, but I sat in the waiting room, and there was 4 billion people there.
And
billions, it seemed like billions.
I asked one of my private clients who I knew was in the actual medical field, not just on the periphery of it, and she said, take them to BCU. It's a teaching hospital. And it was 90 miles
away. Up in our state capital, mind you, but
And I'll tell you what, that man only had a 3-year life expectancy. His cancer was a fast mover, and it was bad. And they made it possible for him, and I'm sure he helped with his own will to survive.
And to let them to agree to things they said.
And he got 3.5 more years.
And he also went up to
before
Bethesda
we locked
too,
him.
And did some stuff there.
So, yeah, and he went
yeah.
to the National Institute of Health in Baltimore, or no, Bethesda.
It was Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you go and check it out. But I have a feeling you're going to come back with a bad taste in your mouth. Okay, so I just wanted to prepare you. Because the world is full of doctors.
Yes, yes. Okay, yeah. I really want to go to another doctor, but like I said, she's way into July. And I had, you know, been planning to leave before then, but I might maybe push it back.
Yeah.
Well,
just,
you'll know from this appointment. And if you aren't happy, I wouldn't go forward with him.
Absolutely.
Here's one thing I got to share with you. These cards will tell us things that they would never want us to know. One of the things is I think he's a party boy and he likes to go out because this card, the card of indulgence,
mm-hmm.
and he's hiding it like it's not part of his, who he is as a physician.
A lot of professionals will do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but boy, he likes him some cocktails.
There's some cocktails or maybe some other types of cocktails
yeah.
that necessarily aren't drink.
So I thought I would mention that to you. And, you know, this guy could, I don't know if this guy could come after me, but we didn't say his name.
No,
I see will be the problem, mainly, if you stay with him, when you are at home and going through recovery, it's going to be set back. And your situation is not going to get proper treatment. That you need. So I hope that helps.
And we have a healing angel card for
yes.
you. Subject is positive thinking. Positive thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry, think love.
Yeah.
And sometimes it probably can be hard to be
yeah.
positive when
and
there's
honey,
a lot of negatives going on
you
in your life.
If you are feeling drawn to this other doctor, it might be worth it to delay your out. Can we ask where you're moving to?
New Mexico.
Oh, lovely. You know, I've read a lot of people go there. They feel healthier there. Many people swear by the medical care there. So
where?
In Mexico. Yes. A lot of celebrities keep a home down there.
Be very careful where you relocate. She said New Mexico. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, because I don't think I'd be relocating to Mexico.
I do know one thing about New Mexico I can tell you, is that because Hollywood and New York and England and stuff are getting too expensive for where they shoot movies, New Mexico, where we live here in Virginia, and Atlanta. Also, what's that place in Louisiana?
Shreveport?
No, the other.
New Orleans?
Yeah. That
one. Like, I don't know. I can
they
Baton
are
Rouge,
moving.
I can throw them out there.
Tyler Perry's the biggest one. He took up, he pulled up stakes. His whole operation is Atlanta now.
Well, Atlanta's different. They're like
yeah.
a whole bustling new business.
But you might
thing.
See the economy really thriving there, I would think.
I don't think she cares about that.
Well, she's caring about something to move.
Her
there.
Medical. Well, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know why she's moving there. I mean, hopefully that move will go along with her medical condition and will benefit her there too. You're right. But she wanted to move there, I guess. Has nothing to do with it, probably.
Yeah.
And
well,
she doesn't have to reveal that, does she?
But Patricia, I hope this helps. I want to be completely honest with you from my perspective.
And she wanted that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate the readings. Thank you very much. Good evening.
We appreciate it, and we wish the best of luck to you. And
yeah.
you can call back.
Please check back. We'd love to know.
As frequently as you would like.
Yeah. How this works out for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night and a good weekend. All right, Deborah.
I just want to say she didn't like that. reading. I could tell.
She was disappointed because it's not like it's like she had hope. There's this new person. When you have hope, people don't like to have their hope shot down. But they need to know, right?
I'm compelled to be honest.
Yeah. Well,
but they kind of don't like me after they get that word.
Because they probably had their hopes up higher when they were expecting a confirmation.
I could tell in her voice.
Yes, she was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better to be, you want to have the truth, especially when it's life and death situation.
And
you want the truth.
And if these people want to call me back and, chew me a new one, isn't that what they rip me a new one? I don't know. I don't mind.
But they don't.
If they ever say, hey, I went to that blah, 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 and it worked out perfectly, and I would say, I wish you well.
But they
and I'm glad I was wrong.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That has not happened, has it not? No, it has not. International shout out, very belated, to Suzanne from the UK. belated indeed.
I love how she gives herself a shout out.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That is a good reminder, folks.
Yeah.
I think you should do that. That helps me because I miss people coming and going. So I like that she does that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I say everybody should do that. If I miss them, do that. Give yourself a shout out.
I will say something about Facebook Live. Man, makes you look like you've got some bosoms on you, I like that. Sorry, I just wanted to.
Okay, there is a public information announcement, folks. Yep. And now back to our regularly scheduled shows. All right, let's do it. You ready? We are going to area 229, which is...
229er.
229 is in Georgia, the Peach State. Welcome.
Hello and welcome to the show. Speaking to please.
It's Melvin.
Melvin, welcome back, my friend.
Hey there, Melvin.
Yeah, I just have two little small questions to ask you all. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
The other day, I was telling you about my brother. And so he called me, and he had failed in his apartment. So I had to go unlock the door, and get the ambulance had to come in. He refused to go to the doctor, to go out to the hospital to get checked out. And he's telling everybody in the family to leave him alone. He's in denial. And I just want to know, what really is going through his head? He's 74 years old. He'll be 75 in July of this year.
Okay.
Is he going to be all right?
All right. And do you have another... Part two question?
Question I wanted to ask about my son, Joshua. He's been in prison. He's my baby son. He didn't do everything, but he got charged for everything. And he's been there he's been there 12 years plus. And do you all see him getting out of prison anytime soon? They gave him 20 years.
What did they say he allegedly did?
You want to get into
They said that he broke into some cars, and there's no way he could have been at all those places at one time. And I was not aware when he went to court because my crazy ex-wife wouldn't let me know nothing, and my crazy children. They wouldn't let me know nothing until he was convicted. And then next thing I knew that he had to serve 20 years for breaking in cars, armed robbery. They broke into an old man house, and he was like just 17.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was wondering why it was so many years, because now then we got the arm. All right. There you go. I was wondering.
Is that the only thing he has on his record?
He was 17.
Yeah.
He didn't act alone. It was him and three more other guys.
But he took
the rap for all the rest of the guys.
Did they get lawyers, and he did not? Good lawyers?
He didn't get a lawyer. My ex-wife didn't even let me know all this stuff was going on.
Oh, so she screwed him.
Crazy anyway, so.
Yeah, so she screwed him over because he was a juvenile and she didn't get him good legal representation.
Okay, first about your son.
Yes.
Is he doing do you know anything? He's
been there 12 years already.
Is he doing the stuff they want him to do for rehabilitation?
No.
That he should be doing. He could have probably, from what I see, been out by now. He's got to stay out of trouble in prison. He's got to do the stuff they want him to do, go to counseling, you know, show themselves as a good candidate to be back out.
Yeah, if you
want to
get out early, you got to...
He's got hold to a gang in prison.
Oh, he married up. He's part of a gang in prison.
Well, then...
And well, you know, he was so young, he probably felt the peer pressure.
Well, you know, I feel bad for you, Melvin, because I have a feeling you raised a good boy, and they go bad sometimes.
The ex obviously cut him out of the picture, and not.
Yeah.
So he couldn't step in to try to help him when he really needed it, which was going to trial and
When he went to stay with his mom, that's when he just went crazy as hell. You know, when he went to stay with his mom, but. With me, and I had him in sports. I had him in football, basketball, track, everything, and going to church and everything. But when he decided he wanted to go slip away and run away from home and stay with his mom, she didn't notice it. And my other kids, they didn't pay attention to him either. They act like it was a joke. Now this kid serving, do he have to serve the full amount? When do you all see him getting out?
He's been 12 years.
He's being affiliated. I don't know if he. I have a feeling he'll
do the entire sentence.
His time.
And if he gets into trouble, they can get in trouble. They can add to that sentence too if bad things go down in there.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they don't get in that bad with the gang stuff in the prison.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I can't give you a good answer
on
that.
Start smuggling drugs in.
Yeah, that's okay.
Start getting into violence. They can start getting extra charges while they're still incarcerated.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And hopefully he can get out at 20, because if they, like Jim says, they can stack on more.
Yeah. Like he said, he's young and impressionable, and he probably felt scared, so he probably felt safer being affiliated with a gang for protection. But now the problem is, you know what they do. The gangs do bad things there.
If you plead guilty to all these charges, we'll give you 10 years. He'd probably be out in 5. And he said no. And so the judge got mad and slammed it and gave him 20 years.
Yeah,
but
he was running his mouth.
Yep.
He was running his mouth and showing no respect for the court.
Yep.
So what
didn't have
think?
A good lawyer because the mom didn't give a shit, it sounds like, to hook him up.
But with my brother, you all see anything going on with my brother?
Your brother is in a very critical position with his life.
Is he starting to check out?
He is.
Starting
and
to not care?
I'll tell you, there must be a way you can petition the court, get a guardian ad litem on him. That chick, the niece, needs to get off her bony ass and do something here. Because I feel you're going to hear that your brother was found deceased. things are bad.
Yeah. I mean, because every time we call, he tell everybody, don't worry about him. That's not like my brother. And then I went out there to try to let him, you know, go with him to get checked out, and he can't even stand up and try to fight me. I'm like, what are you doing? You trying to fight me? And I'm out here trying to help you. So I walked off. I just said, bye. We'll see you. So he didn't go to the doctor.
It's a weird thing, Melvin, that some people want to be able to control their own death rather than go try to get treatment, you know, be helped, and yet they still die.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he has long.
Right. Right now she's seeing that he's kind of like checking out psychologically, mentally.
He's scared to go to the hospital.
Yeah, you're right, because he wanted to fight me, but I told him I'd go with him. I'm like, oh, you trying to jump up to hit me? And I'm trying to get you to go to get checked out.
Because
he fell on his head, and he bumped his head. But the MT lady, she was like, they just going to check an x-ray and get him to check his vital signs. I said, why are you talking him out of not going? I said, you don't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And at first he said he wanted to go to the hospital, but when the MT lady started telling him about what all they're going to do, and he said, that's why I don't want to go. That's why I don't want to go. I'm like, what? And then I said,
Melvin, try and approach it a different way if you can. If you get him on the phone and you talk to him, you should say, you make me ashamed that you want to hurt this family so much by dying this way when we want you to live. And see if you can guilt trip him into
going.
Yeah,
maybe there's something.
I did it. I told him, I said, man, 2 years ago I fell and I was locked in my room for 2 days. I said, I knew how it is. Nope, I laid on the floor for 2 days. And if it weren't for my neighbor and my brother-in-law, Lord knows where I'd be. And I told him I don't want to experience that kind of mess. My brother that passed away did the same thing, and my mom and my father and my other brother. And now I told him, now here come your butt, want to act like a fool and don't want to do nothing for yourself.
Yep. Yeah, he's...
How long do we have here?
Got a 3 clubs on it, hon. That's not good. That means that it is an event that is approaching quickly.
Right now, it's a critical thing that's coming fast. So, do what you can do.
And if he's of sound mind, I don't know if you can make him go.
That's the problem.
Like, taking this
He won't let nobody tell him what to do. He said everybody called. All my sisters called. He said, "Yeah, mind your own business."
You better have some kind of a family meeting to put your heads together. Maybe somebody will come up with this great idea that will be quick. But you guys got to get together as a bunch instead of trying individually on your own to do things. Get together.
I would try whatever you can for yourself, Melvin. Not necessarily for him, but so that when and if he's pushing up daisies, you have nothing to regret.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not a consolation, but, you know, maybe you and your sisters and whatnot can figure this out. Real quick, we have a healing angel card for you. The subject is faith.
Oh, I need that.
Do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more. So don't let faith sway in this dark times, I guess, is the message of that card. And we wish the best of luck to you and your brother. And do what you can.
And even your son, maybe through prayer, he will decide to walk a different path.
He's not a Baptist. We didn't change his religion completely for what I raised him. You know, now he's in this gang, and he's with the not the mafia. The he's a different nomination.
Like the Crips or Blood.
Well, I know what he's saying. Yeah, he's whatever they are, he is.
He's a goner.
Right now, he's a goner. Yeah.
He believes in God. He don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Can
so
you
he
do
sounds,
that?
Sounds very Jewish.
He believes in God. He believes in Allah. And he doesn't believe in Jesus.
He wasn't Muslim.
He told me that Jesus was a prophet. And we got an argument on the phone.
Well, you know, when these young people get influenced and wrapped up in these gangs, they'll just go down the path. No matter what they say, they just follow it. You know?
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm sorry.
But hopefully, we'll see the light on this. No, not everybody stays in gangs forever. Some of them get out. A lot of them have become advocates, and they become counselors. They become a lot of some police folks have been in when they were young and got out. So there's always hope. But just have hope, Melvin, and we wish the best for you, my friend.
Take care, hon.
Okay. Will y'all please contact me for a private reason? Please.
Yes.
If y'all stay my phone.
Yes. Darling, I will. Please, I will hook you up in my record.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Take care.
Thank you all.
Yes.
She dropped.
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, folks.
give her a minute.
Yeah, I am. We got a lot of Facebook activity tonight.
I'm
going
to have to scroll back
They have been a chatty bunch tonight.
Oh, I know, and they're...
Did you see what Terry Sue said?
Regarding?
I will read it to you, because she said she had to go to sleep, but she said, before she goes, she wanted to let you know that you were right. In her reading the other day, a man was flirting with her yesterday, and I forgot to tell you about that.
Whoa.
Well, I guess you must have been telling her that there was going to be some guy she was going to flirtatious with her.
Yes.
Okay, well,
I believe I said to her that she isn't aware, but men are looking at her.
Yeah, and she
and
said
that,
she had to go night-night.
That can be, you know, that's an interesting thing in terms of mental health. When people have dropped a ton of weight and they've never seen themselves that way. And she did, this girl, I told you, she won all the awards in her weight loss group. She lived it religiously. And I'm pretty sure she shared it's because they want to get pregnant and she had to lose all that weight. And anyway, yeah, they don't, I mean, she isn't well equipped yet to handle that kind of attention. And like I told you, I have a friend who became very bitter, a school teacher, because of all the ways that men dissed her when she was very heavy set. And then she turned into a hot chick.
Which one's this?
That was Tammy, the teacher.
This is a relative thing, mind you, when Deb says a hot chick. She wasn't hot. If she was relatively compared to herself hot.
Well,
she wasn't hot. The problem is everybody saw her what she was before, and then she looked like, wow, look how good she looking now. But if she was walking down the street, like in Virginia Beach wearing a bikini, nobody's going to come flinging themselves at her.
Well, maybe your opinion or your vision is too weak on what is hot. I thought compared to how she looked fantastic.
I did say it was relative. I said relatively.
Yeah.
Incredibly, that person you're speaking of. Now, that's a specific person to mind you.
Yeah.
So still, and it was early. She probably had a long ways to go because it's not obviously, you don't tap your fingers and it's gone process, right?
God, no, it takes a long time.
And that was just a little while. She probably was still on the road again, banging somebody. So let's have the name of the speech because Facebook really making me work hard to ban this person. Really being a... Awobashi. All right, Awobashi. Well, I will bash you.
That is so uncool that they come in here and do that.
Well, they did. I did the double block, so that's usually a pretty good one. Pretty good one. Well, what do you think, Deb? We are getting almost at the 90-minute mark.
I wanted Lisa to come back.
Well, Lisa didn't come back.
I know.
I can't will her to come back. If we have the ability to will things to happen, oh, boy, I'd be a rich guy. What do you think?
I guess we have to.
But it's not the last show on Earth.
No.
I think we're tentatively thinking of one tomorrow, right?
We have to.
We have some plans. And
we're
going
to
Sophia
to the store tomorrow to film. They jumped off too?
Why, because they heard us rapping.
Oh.
They ain't no dummies.
We're going to the store where that mass shooting was, and we're going to take some video there. They have rearranged the store, but I think we can give her enough. She wants to see what she can pick up.
Yeah, and we didn't frequent enough to even notice how they rearranged it. You know, we only have been there once or twice because it's not nowhere near the closest store of that chain.
But I read all of the stories that were done by the newspapers and stuff that all of this happened in the back where they keep like a break room and all of that.
Well, yeah, that's where all the employee stuff is.
Yeah, and there was one man that was shot and he was able to run the front doors, and then he dropped and died right there.
Well, a lot of them ran out and escaped. So
yeah, and there was one girl who climbed under the break room table while he is pegging them off. And after she said it was really gruesome and terrible, Then he looked under the table, pointing the gun at her, and he said, "Come on, Christy, come on out." Remember, he was her boss. He was her boss. And she climbed out just trembling. And he looked at her, and he had the gun still on her. And he said, he lifted up. He said, "Get your stuff and go home. Get out of here. You don't need to be
here." She was probably a brand new person. She had
only worked there for 3 days.
Yeah, he hadn't any chance to resent her and put her on his list.
Yeah.
Right.
And they interviewed her after that. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you. We want to give her a little video that she can look at.
That's our project for
tonight. Yeah.
And we wanted to roll that
and
into the show.
And this thing is not going to run the whole show that we're going to do. We're just going to do a soul lifting so that those souls can go.
It's not a 90-minute event.
No, we're working like 5.
Yeah, or 10. Even if it's 10, it is what it is, right?
Melvin in, where is he again? Georgia? He's down in Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? Those people are like farm people, rednecky stuff. But he's a good man at heart. And he also served in the military. So he is getting dialysis and stuff from available clinics that are affiliated with the VA, Veterans Administration down there. So he's a good guy.
All right. Well, we got to do this. TikTok, Rick, you, man the volume.
All right. Hold on. Care, everybody.
Truth.
Bye-bye. Now we can turn you guys. I'm going to have to.